Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
George Pickens got advice this offseason, guys. You know who he got it from?
Want to set a guess?
Yeah.
Current player?
No.
Former player?
Yeah.
Former wide receiver?
Yep.
Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens.
In that category.
Chad Ochocinco.
You got it.
Oh, really?
So when I read it, I thought, I don't know. But then I read what he said. And I actually think that maybe Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson is the perfect guy to talk to George Pickens. Because he said, quote, I don't want to sit here and talk about what we talked about, but I told him, listen, that window of opportunity, boy, that bleep shrinks real fast now. It doesn't matter how good you are, they will tolerate you until they can replace you, end quote. That's actually a good message. And we've talked about that with George for a while. Like, he's so talented. And you and I agree on this. He's not a bad guy. There's maturity issues. And that seems to come along with the position, too. Chad understands it because he went through it.
Yeah.
And lived it. And so if he's saying, George, buddy, you could be making $30 million a year. But if you screw this up, you could be Martavis Bryant. You could be, I guess the better example would be a Chase Claypool. You could be that guy. Talented, and then you run out of the league real fast. I actually don't mind it, Doran.
No, I think it's perfect. I think there's nothing better whenever somebody, you know, does something early on in their life and then grows and matures and says that, oh, what I did before was wrong, and then tries to help out people seeing that they're going down that same path and saying, like, listen, like, I did what you're doing.
Yeah.
It didn't work. And Ochocinco could be like, I was way better than you were at the time, and it still didn't work. I had to change, and I wish that I could go back and not be the way that I was. Like, I think that that's perfect advice from a guy that was so outspoken and just did things a different way. But honestly, I mean, I've been around Chad before. I played with him. One of the hardest workers, too, though.
Yes.
Like, that's what people don't see. Chad knows how to work. Chad had a lot of productivity in the NFL, And he knows how to get open. He knows how to beat double teams. The little stuff, the football stuff, he can help Georgia with too. But alongside of saying, don't be like me, because they'll find another one of you. They found another one of me. So take it for what you want, but I'm trying to help you right now. I see what path you're going down. I was down that path, and it didn't work.
Yeah, I think it's relatable. I'm happy to hear that the message was what the message was, because that's what it needs to be. And I think for a guy like George, you know, Ocho Cinco is probably a guy he watched as a kid, right? And it's different when you bring a guy in here that did things right their whole career, right? And, you know, they want to mentor him, or it's a positional coach or
like
something.
Larry.
Yeah, like that's a that's not a comp, right? Ocho Cinco is a comp, you know, freakish talent, pedigree, athletic ability, playmaker, but a bit of an enigma. And I think that listen, in today's society, that kind of stuff kind of sells, though. That's what's a little bit difficult, I think, about managing it is for George, right? Like his celebrations, the stuff he does, like the kids love that, the fans love that, it sells jerseys, but it doesn't win games. And that message is hard to get. It's hard to land that message unless the messenger is correct. And I think in this case, that probably is the right type of messenger, even though he has no skin in the game. He's not a coach for the Steelers. He's not on staff. He's not a former Steeler.
In fact, he probably doesn't like him.
But he's looking at a kid, looking at a player and a young man that whose maturity or lack thereof is holding them back. And it's nothing more than that. It's not malice. It's not he's not a bad person. It's maturity. And sometimes it's hard to zoom out when you're that age or you're in it and realize what's impeding your progress. And hopefully a message from someone like that helps him.
I've changed my opinion on George too. I can't say out of one side of my mouth, the Steelers aren't going to win the Super Bowl this year, and then out of the other side of my mouth say, you got to move on from George Pickens. If I've already acknowledged they ain't going to win, and I've said they need a wide receiver, well, if you move off them, you're going to need more than that. If they're not going to win this year, why not give them the final year and just figure it out? If he can make it work, great. He's here. Pay him. And if not, okay, move on. You're not winning Jack this year anyhow. Like, give him one more shot.
Yeah.
That's where I've come down on.
Sure. And
you've been there for a while.
Yep.
I've come around on that.
They don't have to pay him right now.
They do not. And I don't think you need to, like last offseason, create a hole that you don't have currently. You have a really good young wide receiver. Maybe he doesn't figure it out. Maybe it gets worse next year. But maybe it doesn't. I'd like to find out.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.